Lent is an invitation to humility. It's an invitation for us to be really real with ourselves, to acknowledge our weakness, our need, to lean into our suffering, and from that place of truth, to seek out our God. Lent is ultimately an invitation to new hope, to a hope that is true, a hope that comes from recognizing that God is in it all. God is in it all. We can all probably resonate with the people of God in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah today. They were saying to themselves, "The Lord has abandoned me. The Lord has forgotten me." Sure, we all have an area of our life where we may feel a little like that, yeah? God has forgotten me. He's abandoned me. Where is he in this area of my life? Why does it seem so hopeless? Where is he? God responds to the cry of his people with the truth. He says, "Does a woman forget her baby at the breast? Or fail to cherish the son of her womb? Yet even if these forget, I will never forget you." What we experience humanly is not always true spiritually. And that brings us back to the opportunity of Lent, is to discover more deeply the hope that comes from recognizing that God is always near and is always for us. He's in it all. His goodness is in it all. His redeeming love is in it all. But the only way that we can discover that truth is if we do the humility bit, if we are prepared to sit with what's really going on in us.